This is the Triple R Midday News with David Henning
and Sarah Vannon.
Labor senators and MPs are in Canberra today to formalise their position on the same-sex marriage plebiscite. The opposition is expected to immediately ramp up calls to block the parliamentary vote on the plebiscite. Liberal and National parties need to convince 9 senators to support the legislation in order for it to pass. Equal Love convener Ali Hoggs says pressure is needed on the government in order for the same-sex marriage laws to pass.
If the plebiscite gets voted down, I think we need to keep up the pressure on the government to allow their party members a free vote so we can just see the laws put through and changed, because the plebiscite is obviously very unnecessary.
A La Trobe University academic has responded to recent comments by a Liberal senator about people who switch from a homosexual to heterosexual lifestyle. Senator Erica Betts has blamed media bias for not celebrating the move to heterosexuality. Senior research fellow Dr. Jennifer Power says there's still more support needed for LGBTQI people.
If the media is celebrating or acknowledging someone's coming out, often that might be happening to counter what's the real reality for a lot of people coming out, which is the fact that they might be very scared of coming out, very intimidated about coming out, and a lot of people still get rejected. There's not, you know, across the board celebration of people coming out. If the media is playing a role in acknowledging that, then that's incredibly important.
The federal government has passed legislation giving them power to intervene in the dispute between the Victorian government and the Country Fire Authority. The bill passed 37 votes to 31 with support from crossbench senators. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has welcomed the news, while Labor Senator Doug Cameron has slammed the legislation, saying the government has a fundamental hatred of the trade union movement.
A Somali refugee on Manus Island claims he's been assaulted and is unable to access adequate medical treatment. Massad Ali Sheikh says he was confronted by 7 men and struck on the forehead by a rock.
Samsung has released an urgent warning to all Galaxy Note 7 phone owners, including those with replacement mobiles, to immediately turn them off. This is the second time the electronics company has pulled the device after continued reports of the mobiles exploding.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has been dealt another blow, with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan announcing he can no longer defend or campaign with him. Mr. Ryan says he'll now focus on protecting Republican majorities in Congress. The decision follows the release of a lewd video showing Mr. Trump making degrading comments about women.
A recent survey has found that 1 in 10 parents do not trust their GPs with their child's healthcare. The research has been carried out at the Royal Children's and Monash Children's Hospitals. It found that while 90% of parents said their child had a regular GP, only 45% were completely confident in their ability to provide general paediatric care. Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Tony Bartone says parents now want the extra security of specialist referrals.
An increasing reliance on probably internet research has sort of led some parents down the track that a specialist referral is the way to go. Fret about that, what if, and want that extra layer of security, that a belts and braces approach.
A Wyndham councillor wants to turn Campbell's Cove Beach in Werribee South into the next Gold Coast, with high-rise towers and theme parks. Intaj Khan has revealed his plan to transform the popular suburb as he battles to hold his seat in upcoming council elections. Mr. Khan says he wants Werribee to start thinking big to match its fast-paced growth, where 85 babies are born each week. Opposition local government spokesman David Davies is urging voters to be wary about who they're voting for.
And now to sports. In AFL trade news, Tyrone Vickery has completed his move from Richmond to Hawthorn, with the Tigers to receive a second-round draft pick to compensate. The Socceroos face a tough challenge in the World Cup qualifying match against Japan at Docklands Stadium tonight, while Belgian striker Christian Benteke has set a new record scoring the fastest goal in World Cup history, finding the net after just 7 seconds. The inquiry into Philip Hughes' death continues today, with the Hughes batting partner and former housemate Tom Cooper due to give evidence.
And now to weather. Rain expected this afternoon, a top of 14 degrees. Showers tomorrow, 14. Clearing to a mostly sunny Thursday, 15. And Friday, sunny, 21. This is Triple R Midday News with Sarah Vannon
and David Henning.